Heritage, GOP politicians working to exclude illegal votes in the 2024 election. By Neil Monroe on October 10, 2024. Republican leaders are stepping up their efforts to protect Americans' ballots and GOP candidates from the chaos of illegal migration. According to Kyle Brosnan, chief counsel for the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation. The Republican National Committee and the legal community of conservatives are better prepared this cycle than they were in 2020. Kyle Brosnan, chief counsel for the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation, told Breitbart News. I do think there is a recognition within the party apparatus that they need to engage in this election lawfare, and they are better prepared than they have been in the past. It's light years ahead of what it used to be. This month, for example, GOP lawyers persuaded Michigan's top court to enforce anti-fraud rules for absentee ballots. GOP governors are cleaning registration lists. And D.C. Republicans are collecting data and lawyers for post-election lawsuits, he said. Our mission here at the Oversight Project is to conduct undercover journalism, conduct investigations, and present facts to the American people and policymakers, so they can identify the problem and fix it, Brosnan said. Brosnan's project spotlighted the danger with a video from Arizona showing a Spanish-speaking man offering to register an undercover journalist who says he is an illegal immigrant. I can bring you a form to register to vote. You just need your driver's licenses and your residency documents, he told the self-identified illegal with DACA documents. The grassroots conservative movement is unhappy with how the election rules were changed for 2020 and have a lot of questions about how that election was run, Brosnan said. Younger and newer Republicans are grappling with the problems created by migration, he said. I think you're sort of seeing a changing of the guard in terms of Republicans in Congress. I do think that you're seeing the realization, at least amongst Republicans, that mass migration is not good for the country, he added. The left has framed the election integrity discussion in a way that any efforts to raise awareness about problems with the way elections are conducted in America make you a conspiracy theorist who is anti-democratic, Brosnan told Breitbart News, adding, "We seek to present facts and educate the public that there are indeed problems with how elections are run in America. And our videos that we have put out recently in three states show the illegal aliens being non-citizens, admitting on camera to be registered to vote. This most recent video is of a person speaking with an undercover journalist, where the journalist says that they are a non-citizen on DACA, and the person offers to register them and their friends to vote, which is a crime. This phenomenon of non-citizens appearing on the voter rolls is real, as evidenced by the recent voter roll cleanups in Texas and Virginia, where Texas removed people from their voter rolls, 6,500 of which were non-citizens. In Virginia, in their most recent voter roll cleanup, 6,300 individuals were removed from the voter rolls as non-citizens. When you have the border wide open, a mass form of illegal immigration, things are going to slip through the cracks. And when the margins of these elections are so close, every vote matters. In 2020, Biden won the prize by getting an extra 44,500 votes counted in three states, 20,500 votes counted in Wisconsin, 11,000 voters counted in Arizona, and 14,000 votes in Georgia. In 2016, Trump won with an extra 107,000 in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Nationwide, the population of illegal immigrants is roughly 15 million, and perhaps much more. A central problem, he said, is that Democratic-backed nonprofit groups are registering illegals to vote so that ballots get mailed to their home addresses. Once delivered, the flood ballots can be completed, collected, and delivered by the nonprofits, with minimal or no identifying information, he said. Federal and state agencies also help register illegals, while loudly insisting that illegals do not vote in the face of other security measures. But it is no secret that the migrant communities tend to live in very dense population areas, apartment complexes, multiple families in a home, which makes those votes very easy to go and harvest, and put into the queue to be counted on election day, Brosnan said. In that process, there is no need for illegal migrants to risk detection by casting a ballot at a polling station. A parallel problem is that many mail-in ballots can be sent to unoccupied addresses for a larger collection by the nonprofits, he said. You can sort of track the addresses and show that, hey, there are 200 people registered to vote at this address, and it's a vacant lot. Or you got 1,500 people registered to vote at another address and it's a homeless shelter, he said. Once those ballots get mailed, it's anybody's guess as to what happens when they arrive at the voting center, he said.